Hello, and welcome to 5 Things You Didn't Know, But Now You Do. I'm your host, Angela Betancourt, and as always, I am so happy that you are here and that you tuned in this week. Thank you so much. My guest today, and this is exciting, is the one and only songwriter, producer, remixer, DJ, on-air personality phenomenon, Mohammed Moretta. Thank you so much for being here on my podcast, 5 Things You Didn't Know. I'm so excited. I'm such a fan. Fresh is like one of my favorite songs. I'm obsessed with it.
I recently redid it.
Okay, you're telling me all these 5 things before we even get started, which I love, because you know what? If there's more than 5 things, go for it, because there's so much about you.
We'll just go with the flow.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so
that was really corny, by the way. But
no, that was absolutely amazing.
It was impromptu.
I love impromptu. Okay, so let's do this.
Let's get down on it.
Okay. Let's get down on it.
So the first thing is Just Cool. Might as well talk about that.
Yes.
So Just Cool is based on a concept that was created by Robert Cool Bell and his lovely wife, Sakina Bell, of which my manager, who became my wife, Ulfa Moretta, and I have come together on. So we've collaborated on this thing. It's like a think tank, right? So it started off as a concept, which was the official after parties for Kool & the Gang. And our attitude was like, okay, you know, when you go to an after party, whether it's an actor or musician, they sit in a corner with the entourage and they got the bottles, talk to the hand. I'm like, what? What is that about? Don't leave the house if you're not going to interact with the people who put you there in the first place. So we do, say, a concert in Hong Kong. We did 50,000 people. And then for the after show, we did for 500 people at a place called Zuma. And so what I do is I get behind the turntables, I start warming up the crowd. When I get a vibe, feeling everything is like copacetic, right? Then I jump from behind the turntables. And to everyone's surprise, we go straight up into a jam session. So I start singing the hits. And Amir Bayan, who's Kool's younger brother, he gets on the guitar playing live. Sometimes we have some of the other guys from the band. We had Michael Ray on trumpet. One time we had Robin Thicke, and he had four of his musicians backing me up as I'm singing the hits, which I do. Misled, Get Down on It, Ladies Night. I do a dance version of Cherish that you will just lose your mind over. And of course, we end with the most popular song ever recorded in the history of music, 3 times more popular than Happy Birthday. And it goes, celebrate good time. You know the rest, right?
Come on.
Yes. Great. So that's the concept of Just Cool. Now, ironically, It works so well that people were like, okay, we love Kool & the Gang, but can we have Just Cool? So with that, it started to grow so fast. We've done cities all over the world. And Kool said, you know what? Let's bring in Walt Anderson. So Walt Anderson is the newest member of Kool & the Gang. He's the new lead singer. Well, not lead singer, because you have other singers that have been around for quite some time. You have Shawnee, who's like, you know, he plays guitar and he sings. And so Walt kind of looks like JT, who is the original lead vocalist of Kool & the Gang, who, by the way, hasn't sang with the band since 1998. But recently, Kool & the Gang was inducted into the Hall of Fame, the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and JT sang on that show, which is kind of crazy. But so, it started off as this official after party, and now it's become its own entity. So now, I have Walt Anderson singing with me, just killing it. And then we brought in a guitar player, another lead guitar player named Matthias from Ibiza, and we start crushing it. And I'm looking forward to doing the Just Cool show at the Little Dreams Foundation. However, because Cool and Amir can't make it, they're going to be in Paris and Walt can't make it, so I brought a very special friend of mine. You may have heard of him. He sold about 300 million records. He produces, he writes, he is the brain and the family behind the Fugees. So Jerry Wonder is going to be on stage with me playing bass. I'm going to have Tito Puente Jr. on timbales. Going to have Coco Chanel, who's a local amazing singer. And when we do Celebration, I'm not going to say who's going to come on stage, but I promise you it's going to be a crazy surprise. We know Phil Collins is going to come on stage, but again, it'll be a surprise. So let's get into the 5 things, yes?
Yeah.
So that was one, right? What you didn't know about Just Cool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so most people don't know this. I rarely wear underwear, but when I do, it's usually something unusual. Okay, you're too young to remember that. That's a Bill Murray line from the movie Stripes. Go check it out.
I will have to do that. I yes, okay. And noted, I'm a big movie fan, so.
And right now I have underwear that has my name on it. No, I'm just kidding. So what else? Oh, what you did.
That's two.
We just keep going, right?
Yeah, let's go.
What you didn't know is that my relationship with Kool & the Gang began in 1982, when they were already like superstars. I mean, they were just, you know, all over the world, which, by the way, Kool & the Gang, something you didn't know, still does 3 shows a week. Yes, the longest touring band in the history of music, the most sampled band on earth, right after James Brown. And of course, like I said, the most popular song ever recorded is Kool & the Gang. But what most people didn't know, my involvement started in 82 when, well, you heard a guy named P. Diddy? Or whatever he's calling himself now?
Yeah, I've heard of that.
He was like, he invented the remix, right? He says that, doesn't he? Well, now I'm on your podcast. We can officially say, sorry, Diddy, where were you in 1982 when I did the first 12-inch remix in the history of Kool & the Gang? And the song goes, get down on it, get down on it. So I haven't said that officially, but it's time. I've been wanting to say that, right?
Well, thank you for saying it on my podcast.
Gotta break it down.
Please.
What else? What people don't know is I'm Dominican, Haitian, and Italian, born Jewish with an Arabic first name and an Italian last name. I speak 5 languages and understand 7.
Super impressive.
Yes, I'm a Jew named Muhammad. And I love being named Muhammad because it allows me to change the stereotypes of what a Muhammad's supposed to be like. I also love being Haitian. Let's not even get that going, right? So a lot of people associate, say, the Fugees with being the first, you know, Haitians to big up Haiti. Well, the truth is, what you didn't know, now you know, I put Wyclef and the Fugees on stage for the first time they ever performed in Miami. They were my guests at the Cameo Theater right down the street.
Unbelievable.
Oh, don't get me started. What people don't know is I lived in South Florida from 79 to 96. I started off as a DJ on the school radio station WMDS, which was heard in the cafeteria. And by the time I left, I was the most listened to voice in the state of Florida. I'm just saying. I was on Power 96 for 10 years, and I was also the only DJ on the radio, probably in the history of radio, no one did it before, probably no one's done it after, to be on 2 radio stations at the same time in the same market. I was on Power 96 as Mohammed Moretta, Turntable Terrorism, doing the mix, and an on-air personality, and I was also on 99 Jams, as in WEDR, that you might remember back in the day was Star Force 99. Well, I was Keith Isley, and I told people, you ready for this? I said I was the only Isley brother that couldn't sing, and people believed me. I don't know, I passed 5, right? I already said like 10 things you didn't know.
And I love that. It's one thing after another. It's fantastic. It's amazing. I didn't know this. I think my listeners didn't know this. This is really exciting.
I'm really enjoying your company, Maya. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. And so to wrap it up, because I know you're a busy man and you got to run, but just tell me a little bit more about the Little Dream Foundation and your involvement and what you're looking forward to the most and what you want people to take away from this concert, November 15th.
Yes. Well, speaking of Just Cool, my wife, my manager, Olfa, met Orion Collins in Cannes at the Cannes Film Festival. We're at some crazy party. And my wife, she's amazing. She's French, Tunisian. And her understanding of artists sometimes is kind of limited because she's on the other side of the world, right? So if you were to say Prince, yeah, maybe she might know who that is, right? Or Michael Jackson. But after meeting Orion, she showed me Orion's card and I saw the last name Collins. I'm like, nah. She goes, no, what? I go, it can't be. You think maybe she's related to Phil Collins? And my wife goes, who's Phil Collins? Yes, it actually happened. So, yeah, I'm just saying, she's French. That's what French people do.
I thought he was, okay.
Nah, it's French.
I know
it's a French thing.
French people, okay.
It's like, I'm me, who are you? Anyway, so I walk up to Orion and I start talking to her and it's like, oh my God, she's Phil Collins' wife. That's how we met. And when she found out what we did, she said, we'd love you to perform at our show, which was last year. And unfortunately, we were double booked because we did the closing party in Ibiza for Children of the 80s at the Hard Rock, which is insane because if you've ever been to Ibiza.
I have been to Ibiza.
Okay, it's like, you know, you got to be like,
crazy, yeah.
You know, the DJs are electronic, dance music, whatever. And they're like, no, Just Cool is not going to work. I'm like, really? Watch this. Because see, some of the stuff the DJs nowadays are learning, I've already forgotten. So we came, we crushed it. And unfortunately, nice. We couldn't be on the same show, you know, in 2 places. So now this year, I'm thinking, we turned down Phil Collins. Last year, we actually turned down Andrea Bocelli, believe it or not. And I'm like, oh, no. I know. We're going to have to figure out how to do something with him.
Yes, please.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
And his wife, too, also.
Yes.
You know, I believe it's a woman's world. We just live in it. But that's another conversation.
I won't argue that.
I have a book, by the way, coming out. Maybe we'll talk about it next time. So
yes, please do come back on the podcast. Talk to me about the book and five things we didn't know about that.
Yes. So we decided to do the show because Julian called us from Little Dreams Foundation. I was like, oh, my God, they actually called. And it was a great compliment because Renata, another young lady that works with the foundation, and Barbara, they said to me that Phil wanted to make sure that we were the first ones that they confirmed. I was like, pressure.
Nice. Yeah. This is so exciting. I'm really so thrilled to meet you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for being on my podcast. I'm just so happy. And one last thing. How do you communicate with people, with fans, with the public? Instagram, social media, website? What's your details? How do people connect with you?
Well, it's ironic that you say that. You know, I come from, I don't believe in the word old school because I'm not old. Classic. Maybe some other people
classic
out there are old. Yeah, just classic. We're classic. You know, timeless.
Epic.
Because classic, there you go.
Yeah.
Classic, legendary. So, you know, I'm literally just starting to build like presence online.
Okay.
Because I'm about one person at a time. You know, especially when you touch people through music. You write a song, God willing, it's a hit. Without the internet, it'll find itself. It'll find a home, you know? Because, of course, we started before the internet was a thought, as far as I'm concerned, right? But right now, I have to definitely give love and big up to Kool & the Gang, because without Kool, there is no gang. And, of course, you can just go to coolandthegang.com. Now, as far as our presence, Kool is Robert Kool Bell. You can find him on all social media. I'm Mohamed Moretta, Mohamed, spelled with one M and one O, and Moretta is Moretta. And luckily, I'm the only one on earth named Mohamed Moretta, so you'll find me.
I'll find you. We'll find you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.